friend in the previous shiur, we answered the kasha we had on Tosfos. The Gemara on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis tells us that Rami Bar Chama and Rabbi Rav Ukva Bar Chama brought a certain Amma together. They went in front of Rava, and he said to them, "What'd you do this for?" That they held it for alternating years, 1, 3, and 5, 2, 4, and 6. So you did it because you wouldn't have a chazak on each other, just like you don't have a chazak on each other, you don't have a chazak on anybody else. It's not considered a chazak alternative, you alternate years. And Tosis writes, Imaschul Delo, that even though we learn that shitfin don't have a chazak on each other, so what was the point of alternating years? You don't have a chazak on each other. So even if you do it 3 straight years, the Rashbam explains that they had to do this because they didn't have Eidei Shutfus, they did it alternative years because they didn't have the testimony that they were really shutfin. So ask the Re, so the first person who had it the first year, if they know Eidei Shutfus, he can say that this Shivcha is his, because they know Eidim that his Chaver has a Chelek. So we saw what the Beis Halevi and the Shus Yankiv say, that the Mocher is believed. The Mocher is believed. You can't say that the guy who holds it the first year isn't believed, because the Mocher is believed. Why is the Mocher believed? Because just like by Metaltalin, he's believed, because when it's Biyado, when the Metaltalin is still on his hands, he's believed to say we sold it to, because he is a Migu, because he could say I didn't sell it. So too, in the first 3 years, when it comes to Avodim and Karkos, you can all say for the first 3 years it's mine. To the Mocher, it's believed to say we sold it to. So the Shutif in the first year can't say it's mine, because the Mocher would be believed. So we were married in the previous year to explain that no, since this is it's out of his hands, it's not considered his migu anymore. The mocher's migu is only when he's a shlish, when it's in his hands. But once it's out of his hands, it's not his migu. He has no right to have a migu that applies to other people. It's not his din v'dvarim. It's din v'dvarim between the two shutfin, and the male is not believed. So that's pshat in the kasha of the. So that is the. Teretz to explain the Kashif Tosfos. We had asked on the Kashif Tosfos, I, the Mocher, is believed. What do you mean the guy in the first year can say it's mine? The Mocher is believed to say we sold it to. The answer is no, he's not. Because as we were married to explain, it's not his Migu. Because it's not in his hands anymore when it comes to this Shivcha. So, or the Karka. So then we're left back with Tosfos' Kasha and the Rashbam. So the guy who hold on to her for the first year can say she's mine. And we don't believe the Mocher. So why can't he say that she's mine? So that's what we wanted to understand. So Bedas HaRashbam L'chora says Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Chaim Zitzal Al Korach Tzvir Lei Tzarech Loimer Kamash Kosev HaBeis HaLevi Shus Yankiv, that the like the Shus Yankiv and the Beis HaLevi say that even though Yatza Mekach Mitachas Yado, even though Yatza Mekach Mitachas Yado, the Mocher is still believed to say we sold it to. He has a migu, and therefore, Avodim Karkos, before 3 years, until 3 years are up, the mocher is still believed. But then we have our kasha. How do you believe him in the first? How do you believe him? He's not the baal din. Kriyatzev and mitachas yado veino ashalish. Umigu da'acher lo mahani. Someone else's migu doesn't help. So we want to understand the Rashbam. Vehanire bebir das harashbam. So now our task is to understand the words of the Rashbam based on the explanation of Reb Chaim. Dine Bikur Mashin is Bar B'das HaTosis V'mekho B'yodu Ne'aman M'shub D'Havi Shalish. That we explain B'das HaTosis, that if Mekho B'yodu, if by Metaltal, and he's still holding on to it, he's believed to say who he sold it to. Because he's like a third party that in whom the item was entrusted, in whose hands the item was entrusted. So we have to understand, my time have a shalish. Why is he a shalish? L'chara shalish lo have elik shenim sar davar biyada b'tara shlishus. Shalish is only when it was given to you as a third party to hold on to this on behalf of the first two parties. As we see in Gidin, Samach Dalet Amar Aleph, she shalish nam levar inyan ha-shlishus, mishum do ahimne kishim masar biyada. Shalish is believed to say that on his Shalishus and his being the third party, because they trusted him when they entrusted the item in his hand. And this is only Shaykh when they gave it to him b'tara Shalishus. But Bala Mekach, even as Mekho B'yado, Hare lo nitan lo a Mekach b'tara Shalishus. It wasn't given to him out to Shalish. So why should he be a Shalish, the Meicher? Why should the moicher? We said the moicher is like a shalish because it's still in his hands. Yeah, but it wasn't entrusted to him. If it wasn't entrusted to him, why is he believed? So we can say a chiddush here, and that is that Rabbeinu Chaim in the Shari Chaim in Gittin, Simon Chav Tes, Siv Kotten Zayin, explains that the Yesod B'din Mekach U'Memkar, that besides the kinyan that takes effect in the Gufa Chayfetz, there's also a chiv on the Moicher to be Mamid L'Alokechas Mikcha. So there's a kinyan that's Chal B'Gufa Chayfetz, and there's also a chiv on the Moicher to be Mamid to give over to the lokeach what was sold. Ayin Sham Barichus, again the address, Shari Chaim, Gittin, Simon Chof Tes, Siv Kotten Zayin. Umeyate Yesh Leimar, Shechiyuv Ze, Shel Hamodas HaMekach, Hu Demash V'Leil HaMoicher Shiyah Kishalash. We can say that this chiyuv of having to be mamid the Mekach, of giving over the Mekach, makes the Moicher into a Shalish. Because mutol olav is an incumbent upon it to be mamid the mekach liad elokech. V'dafik k'shem mekach biyadu hu dahavik kishalish. So it's incumbent upon him to give the mekach to the lokech. And dafik when the mekach is in his hands, there he's considered a third party. Does havikilu achefetz maser biyado b'tar shalishus kevin shemuchiv lamid liad lokech. It's like the chefetz is given over into his hand as a third party, since he's mechuyev to be mamid into the hands of the lokech. So the fact that he has to give it over to the buyer, that's what makes him the shalish. That's what gives him believability. Because he's still involved. He's still involved. Because he was entrusted to give it over to the third party. So it's not only Pshat Mekinyan that it was Chal B'Guf HaChefetz. He has a responsibility to make sure, the Moicher has a responsibility to give it to the Kona. So that makes him the Shalish. That makes him the one who was entrusted, and therefore we trust him to say who he sold it to. But once the Mekach goes out of his hands, Tosis holds he's no longer believed. Because even if he is a Migu, he's not believed, because it's a Migu Da'acher, it's someone else's Migu. He's not a Baal Dover anymore. So now we can explain B'das HaRashbam, that the Rashbam holds that L'Oilam the Moicher is Choshev Kebaal Din. L'Oilam the Moicher is considered a Baal Din. V'afilu La'achar Sheyotza HaMekach Mitachas Yado. The Moicher is considered a Baal Din even after the Mekach leaves his hands. Why? Because he's a chiyuv hamadas hamekach. That this chiyuv is effective mitzar atzvo to make him like a baal din in the din vidvarim, in the discussion, in the argument, in the give and take between the two buyers. That since he has to give over the mekach, this item, in the hands of one of the two parties, he's believed to say who he sold it to, even if the mekach isn't biyado. And that we saw in Kiddushin, that if he's only believed in mekach biyado, that's by metaltalin. Because ain't mekach biyado, he has no more miku to say lo macharti. And once it's in someone's hand, you can't believe. So you can't believe to say it in Seltim. What's it doing in his hands? But by Avodim Karkos, he's Naaman, even as Ein Mekho Biyado. Because until 3 years, he still has the Achrayas to make sure that the Koine receives what he bought. So therefore, until 3 years, he's Taka believed, like the Beis Halevi and the Shuas Yankov say, that this is a Migu of a Baal Dover, because the Moicher is for 3 years considered a Baal Dover. Because of his Achrayas, because of his... His chiyuv to be mamid l'alokech as mekho. So it emerges that l'kulei alma were coming mikoyach achiyuv shel hamodas hamekach, and even l'das hatosus that it is considered a shalish is because of chiyuv hamodas hamekach. Because it wasn't actually given to him as a third party, it wasn't entrusted to him as a third party, but rather he is entrusted, he is still involved, because he has to give over this item. So l'shitas hatosvis, the chiyuv hamodas hamekach is not enough independently to make him a baal dover. It's enough to make him a third party, and the third party makes him like a Baal Dover. It's enough to make him into a Shalish, and because that he's a Shalish, he's like a Baal Dover. But if Ein Mekcho B'Yado, you can't consider him a Shalish. We don't consider him like a Baal Dover. The Rashbam holds that the Chiyuv HaMadis HaMekach Bifnei Atzmo makes him like a Baal Dover. According to the Tosfos, the Chiyuv HaMadis HaMekach is not enough to make him to a Baal Dover. It's enough to make him into a Shalish, and Mikoach Zeh is a Baal Dover. But if it's Ein Mekcho B'Yado, he can't be considered a Shalish anymore. A Shalish is only somebody who's holding on to this item for the two parties. He's not a Shalish if it's not in his hands. So the HaMadis HaMekach is enough to make him like a Shalish when, if he'd be holding on to the item. If the Moicher is still holding on to the item, then he's considered a Shalish because he has a Chiyuv to be Ma'amid the Mekach. Once it's out of his hands, Tosfos holds, it's too late. He's no longer a Baal Dover, and we can't consider him like a Shalish. So therefore Tosfos had a good kasha, so let the guy in the first year say it's mine. And you can't believe the Mocher because he's not a Shalish anymore because it's out of his hands. Because this Chiyuv of HaMadis HaMekach is not enough to make him like a Baal Dover. It's just enough to make him a Shalish. But once it's out of his hands, he can't be a Shalish. But according to the Rashbam, the Chiyuv of HaMadis HaMekach is enough to consider him a Baal Dover. And therefore the Rashbam holds that even if Ein Mekcho B'Yado, it doesn't matter. He's believed even without a migul, like the Beis Halev and Shus Yankiv say, because he has a din of a Baal Dover, just because he is a Chiyuv L'Hamidus HaMekach, even though he's not a Shalish, because it's not in his hands anymore. So now we understand the Sherash HaMachlokas between the Rashbam and Tosfos. That the Tosfos asked on the Rashbam, if you say there are no Edei Shutfus, and let the guy who holds on to it in the first year say it's mine. And you can't say, like the Beis Halev and Shus Yankiv say, that the Mocher is believed to say who he sold it to, because it's out of his hands. So he no longer has a Migu, it's a Migu Da'acher. And the Rashbam holds, no. That for the first 3 years, he has the Chiyuv HaMadis HaMekach. Because he can still say it's his, he's still involved for the first 3 years. So even though it's not in his hands, just the Chiyuv HaMadis HaMekach is enough to make him like a Baal Dover. And therefore, Afilu Ein Mekcho B'Yado, he's believed. And that's why the Rashbam says, no. Rashbam holds that the guy can't say it's mine in the first year because the Mocher is believed. He's still considered a Baal Dover. He's still believed with his Migu because he is a Migu that he could say that he didn't sell it because he's a Chiyuv of HaMadis HaMekach. He's still considered a Baal Dover. So that closes up this series of three Shiurim, this beautiful Sugya V'Yamsa. Of course, there's so much more to say on the Sugya. I ask the Rabbono Shel Olam that he give us life and he give us Simchas Chaim and he give us all the good things we need in order to continue these shiurim. We've been going through the Shaarei Chaim on Cheskas, and such a beautiful, so much beautiful Torah in the Sefer. And Bechlav is so much beautiful Torah in Cheskas Sabbatim, so I hope God gives us life that we can learn a lot more together. B'simcho v'tuv lev v'meirov kol, you should have a good life, I should have good life, health, freedom, liberty, justice for all. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may contact me. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.